voices, and questionable choices. A Dimension 20 fic. Written by Secrets of Lufnarp.
Edited by Fins and Marshes.
Read by
Shakespeare Stole My URL as Brennan.
Little Red Robin Hood as Zach.
J. Bacon Strip as Murph.
Fins and Marshes as Siobhan.
The Archer as Lou.
Pandabug as Emily.
Secrets of Lufnarp as Allie.
And Black Glass, reading the stage directions. The music plays, a spirited twist on a familiar genre. A camera pans over colorful imagery, which may involve a map. We enter the Dome.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to another episode of Dimension 20. I am your humble dungeon master, Brennan Lee Mulligan. We meet once again in a fake place in a fake or non-existent time where drama is happening. Say hi, intrepid heroes!
Hi, intrepid heroes!
You step into a plot-relevant location. It has an air of mystery and several significant callbacks to relevant themes.
Do we see anything?
Anyone can make a perception check.
Murph goes for the dice first.
Murph, no.
And that's a one.
Murph, you need to stop.
We need a bad dice invention for Murph.
On that roll, you notice nothing. Especially nothing about scary NPC who could be literally anywhere.
Zach attempts to roll.
I got a 3.
Scary NPC might be your dad.
I can see it.
Total daddy vibes.
How's sad NPC doing?
Sad NPC is hanging in there. They're comically underdressed and entirely unprepared for this situation. Just 100% useless.
I use a specific power of mine that I researched beforehand to shine some light on this situation.
You reveal an interesting plot point that changes the possibility of the narrative.
Oh shit, my character gains a terrible insight.
Hey, Siobhan's character, I support you emotionally.
I also try to comfort Siobhan's character. I'm a weird little guy, and I'm extremely bad at it.
I'm also a pretty weird guy.
Sad NPC tries to join in and just gives up halfway through.
Are you snacking, Brennan, at a moment like this?
Sometimes a snacky boy just needs some almonds and small cheese slices.
I go looking for the cheese slices. I mean, magical items.
As you reach into the plot-relevant hiding place, a pair of hands wraps around your neck. It's Scary NPC!
I fight them!
Your attack fails. It's no match for Scary NPC.
Brennan, I will make you eat those dice.
My character eats dice on the reg. He's weird. He also maybe snorts them?
Yeah, snort the dice, Brennan!
Do you grind them up first?
There's like 8 different ways to grind dice. It's easy.
Scary NPC's hands are still around Lou's character's neck.
I attack to help Lou's character?
I give the help action.
Bardic inspiration.
No, guys, it's not what it looks like. Scary NPC and I had a previous relationship.
I'm sorry, what?
Hot.
Yeah, Scary NPC is a lot more attractive than I remember.
I keep my magical weapon ready.
A Scary NPC.
So, this is news to your friends.
Look, I know my character hasn't always been the greatest guy. I've made a series of emotionally charged, believable character backstory mistakes. But that doesn't mean I didn't care or try.
I'd say you didn't care when you did, as yet unrevealed emotional backstory.
I am heartfelt.
I am genuinely upsetting. It is difficult to listen to.
I draw my weapon.
What?
No!
Yes!
It is 5 a.m. in a warehouse in Pasadena.
I cast a spell that nobody anticipated.
That is rad. I see no reason why you can't cast that spell.
I create an illusion so powerful that it changes the entire situation.
I try to eat the illusion.
Roll for it.
Nat 20.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
It's the best illusion anyone has ever eaten.
Yeah, tastes like pancakes.
Sweet. My character loves pancakes.
As you are messily devouring this illusion, signs of a creature.
I track the creature.
It is a bizarre and monstrous beast.
Aw, it's so cute.
So cute.
Cute.
I see if creature can do a trick.
Give me an animal handling check with advantage.
I pass with flying colors.
This horrible beast is a cute and relatable thing.
Nice puppy.
Creature's in the party now.
What does creature eat?
Plot irrelevant humor nonsense.
My character can conjure that, probably.
Not without cartoonish risks.
Awesome.
Do we know where scary NPC went?
You find some clues, but not enough.
I lick the gravel.
You lick the gravel?
To look for clues.
It tastes like gravel.
A clue. There's gravel in here.
Can a creature help us locate them? We might not get anywhere by talking to them, but it would be helpful to know who they're with.
You could try that. Do you trust creature?
Only with my life!
Yeah, sorry. This is now the ride or die for creature show?
Creature leads you up and through plot-relevant location. You can either stop and rest or move forward and through.
My character is exhausted, but if nobody else wants to stop, I can make it.
I make weird and inadequate food with magic.
My character is so stupid that he just keeps going.
Power through?
Power through.
And you enter the place, and there is an enemy! And they look really overpowered by the looks of it.
Jesus Christ.
Everyone roll initiative!
You motherfucker.
You motherfucker!
That bad, huh?
I'm losing it. My character is having a bad day, and I am fully losing it!
Tune in next time for Dramatic Thing in Fake Place.
Next time on Dimension 20.
A character moment that makes no sense out of context.
A dramatic mini reveal.
No way. No fucking way.
We are so fucked.
End credits roll.